Good evening. My name is Dave Dobbins, and I live in Guilford, New Hampshire. Our town is not on any of the proposed primary or proposed alternate routes for the Northern Pass project. And before I go on to my statement, just for the record, my mom doesn't want this project either. I'm here in opposition to this project as a resident of this state that thinks this project is a bad deal for the state of New Hampshire. I also think that this project is a poor direction for our nation to move towards as we continue to consider how imperative it is that the United States develops an energy policy that gives us energy independence, which is essential to both our national security and our national economy. This project is a bad deal for the state of New Hampshire on so many fronts. Actually, on about every front that you could possibly imagine. But the basic ones would include economic, environmental, cultural, visual resources, and public health and safety. If allowed to be constructed, the project would cause irreversible damage to the very character and essence of the natural splendor of New Hampshire that is enjoyed by so many of its citizens, and also entices so many people from around New England and our nation to come and enjoy. The project, if allowed to be constructed, would leave an ugly and perpetual scar through the center of our state and destroy dozens of small, quaint communities all along its path. Hundreds, and more likely thousands, of property owners, both residential and commercial, along the 180 miles of the proposed transmission line project, would see their property values plummet and their ways of life altered forever. But for all that damage and destruction of state character, property values, and way of life, the most reprehensible and unforgivable aspect of this bad deal is this: the power to be delivered through this proposed transmission line is not needed in New Hampshire. Why would we do such a thing? Can anyone think of any reasons at all? The power that would come through these proposed transmission lines was never intended for New Hampshire, now or in the future. It never was. Instead, New Hampshire is just being used by powerful out-of-state corporations and a foreign government-owned corporate partner to get foreign-generated electricity to the New England power grid for use by other states. Oh, and it just so happens that this project is going to bring significant investment returns and profits to the project developers. For these reasons, I submit the project lacks merit when viewing its real purpose compared to its real destructive effects on our state, and I urge you, the DOE, to deny the presidential permit. Thank you.
Thank you.